Angular was a challenging noise. Not that the other ones weren't challenging. Do not forget the rock, the source of strength, which gave birth to you. Mechalalecha is also language of Mechalal Merle, it's giving birth. And everything that you do, you should be aware of him. Place his presence in front of you constantly. Okay. Simple. First point is this interesting Mishabur in Siman Aleph. Mishabur says that if you look at the word the Shem Havaya, you picture the Shem Havaya in your mind with the vowels of the word Yira, a Chirik under the Yud, a Shwa under the Hay, a Komatz under the Vav. So if the Nikon, as if the word was Yira, it's a school for Yir Shemai. So you place the version Shem Havaya in front of you. That's quite Kabbalistic when Shmuel quotes it. Okay. The Madrega of that the Bereshim should be Shri Sisema Negdi Somid is one of those things which there is people who can be Makayim that. There's people who reach that Madrega. It's definitely quite a challenge. It's extraordinary to be able to do that. I think I told you the story with Rebbe Lapian one time. I told you that story. I said over recently. So his towards the end of his life, he was the Mashkech in Kar Hasidim, in the yeshiva there, and his wife is no longer alive. Allah, you're not supposed to sleep in a house by yourself. So he had a bakr would be with him, halachically, also practically, etc. So this bakr noticed that towards the Sof Yomov, that Rebellia started getting up very early, even earlier than he used to get up. So, and he thought he was worried about his health. So he asked Rebellia, like, why is he getting up so early? So he said, you know, I'm not here for so much longer. And after 20 years, they're going to take us to Shemayim, and become the Shemayim. They're going to ask me, did I fulfill the Torah? And I'm going to say yes. And they're going to say, okay, let's see. They're going to take out the Shulchan Aruch, and they'll go through sif by sif. And we'll see if I kept that sif or not. So, you know, they go through there, you get to Simon Memhei, and you see that you weren't Mekayim. It's embarrassing. But it's much more embarrassing when they chop you on the first Simon, the first sif. You say you're Mekayim, and the first one, you don't do. So the first sif is that a person should be Marei HaShachar. You get up before the Netzachah. So before dawn, before Alois. So I can't have it that I'm going to come to Shemayim and they're going to chop me Ois on the first sif. I say Yamakayim, and they said to get up before Alois. I wasn't getting up, so I have to get up. So the aura that I had is that Ois also has the Ramah about Shisa Shem Negdi Somi. He didn't seem to be bothered by that part of the sif. The first sif is Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Ramah has this long arichas about Shisa Shem Negdi Somi. That he was okay with. Getting up early was his problem. I think, you know, we have problems with both. But let's leave that for a second. There's two pshatim in that. One is, whatever you do, you should be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore commit to do what his rotzen. The other pshat of Kol Derech HaDo'eyu is that you should be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu presence in your life. The logic that therefore you should commit to his rotzen is the next step, and it's not Kol Derech HaDo'eyu. The Pasuk says that if you do that, the Rosh Hashanah will make sure that your path is a straight path in the world. world. The guy says a third pshat on the pasuk we called another Eyu. It says da hey vav. Hey stands for chmishah chumshat Torah, and vav stands for shisha sidur mishnah. So whatever you do, you should be aware of the directives that are found in the chumish and in the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the touch of the word the Eyu. Maybe for a practical level for us, it makes more sense to say there are moments in the day which we could be aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if we at least take advantage of those moments and utilize them as much as possible, we're some way touching into this concept. So what are those moments? The moment of tefillah. But the moment of tefillah really is a very limited moment. It's three times a day, etc. But I think when a person makes a bracha, that's a moment where the purpose of the bracha is to stop for a moment and be aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in his life. That the Baruch Hashem is there taking care of me. And I'm saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that, which he's doing that. And I say thank you by recognizing and praising him for this item that he's given me. If a person would stop for a moment and just before he makes the bracha, feel a feeling of a cursed type. You know, the Rosh Hashanah, this the coffee, the tea, the soda, the water, the orange juice, the hamburger, I really enjoy it. And it's so nice that you gave it to me. And then say the bracha from that, with that perspective. You know, we have difficulty saying brachas with kavanah. Brachas are this halacha, you have to say brachas, there's a requirement you say with kavanah. Reframe it. The bracha is an opportunity to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu for his chesed. I like saying thank you. That's something which I really like doing. I really appreciate something, and I appreciate the fact that I'm able to give back and say thank you. So this is not some extraordinary halachic requirement that they're forcing down my throat. Adarab, I have a natural instinct to say thank you, and the Chumash are nice enough to give me a vehicle how you say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now it's not them forcing it on me, it's me expressing my own desire. I would like to say thank you. That's a moment in our derech that what we're doing, that we're aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think, you know, to do that, Rashi Revise the Gosman Zichel Lebracha, one of the Rashi was in Tells. So he one time told me, he says that when you say Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaShachar is a tremendous moment in a person's day. It's a tremendous opportunity to really just be aware of how much you have and feel that moment and then say thank you. A person can see. So I had cataracts in both of my eyes. So I had cataract surgery 23 years ago in both my eyes. And I had cataracts for quite some time, and the person's vision, as it develops, it gets worse and worse. And I'd forgotten almost like what it was to be able to see normally. So they did the surgery on the first eye. They do it one at a time because there is potential for damaging eyesight when they're having the surgery. They don't want to do both and they have that happen. So they do one eye at a time. Good. So after the surgery, the person's eye is there's a bandage on it. And then they remove the bandage. So part of the lens is clouded, so you can't see. You don't see the world. It's grayish. It's yellowish. It adds a coloring to it. It's totally opaque. You can't see at all. I didn't reach that stage. I didn't let myself get reach that stage. But it was so. They took the bandage off, and I saw the color white, and I hadn't seen white for years. I forgot what the color white looked like. I partially forgot what it looked like. I, what I was seeing, which I looked at as white, was really grayish yellowish. And all of a sudden I'm seeing this bright white, and I was overwhelmed by it. It was gorgeous. So I was standing in the yeshiva, chakras, before chakras, and the tiles of the bathroom are white. And I was busy just staring at the tiles. And there's all, you know, I was a Rebbe then. And this bachelor walking by, like, he was staring, what is he doing? Yeah, like, you know, and I couldn't take my eyes off of the tiles. So I came out and I said the bracha Pekech Ivrim with such an emotion of thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu that my eyes are open. And I told myself, I'm mamash going to say Pekech Ivrim with Kivalika Kwan the rest of my life. You know, so Rashi Isaac one time told me, he says, you know, before you say Pekech Ivrim, shut your eyes and then open them. Before you say the take a step and think for a moment about the beautiful ability to be able to just think for a moment about the ability to step and then say the bracha, right? Touch your clothing before you say stop and think what it means that people don't have clothing, and first before you have the bracha b'kavanah, have the emotion that you want to say thank you. The bracha kavanah is going to be automatic. You don't need to have, you know, din bracha kavanah. Stop it. Like, you approach it from the natural human instinct. That's called the bracha. In your normal way that you're going, be aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The normal human instinct is that, and that once I really feel it, wow, you know what it'd be like not to have clothing? It's cold out and I'm freezing and I have nothing to wrap myself in. Or it's warm out, I have nothing to protect myself, that hot sun, I have nothing to protect myself from. And Barsham, I have that, and I feel so good about that. It's such a wonderful thing. Barsham, thank you that I have clothing. That's how you're supposed to say Baruch Shachar in the morning. In the morning, it should take some time. The year that I was in Avelis for my father, Allah Shalom, so I was still in Tells, this is 1986, so I was davening for the Almud. So I tend to daven slowly. Actually, I hit the pace since I moved here. But I had a daven, you know, the Tells, Shacharis, without saying any kibbutz, without saying even the Rishmol, started 7:30, finished about 8:25. That was the normal Shacharis on a Monday, on a Sunday, Tuesday, etc. So that was fast for me. And I was very frustrated. So I remember I spoke to Remorz Schwab, who was the mashkiach in the yeshiva Beishrag and Muncie's. I was there in the summertime. So I came and asked him to daven for the Amid. So he says, only Kiddush I daven slow. I said, yes. So I daven slow. It was Ben's man. You don't want to daven there. It's a Muncie. You can find another minion somewhere else. You don't want to daven with a davener. You want this minion is going to be slow. That's what he said. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. So I was talking with him about this issue. So he says, you know what? And tells the Alba didn't always say the say brachas at home, and say brachas at your own pace, thinking about it, and you'll get into the zone a little bit, and then when you daven, you can daven a little more quickly afterwards because you're really you're connected already. You feel that emotion of connection. And that was the Eitzah that he told me to deal with that. My suggestion is if we're not doing b'chol d'checha d'eyu, she said we're not putting Kodesh Baruch in front of our eyes. Told me. But that there should be moments in our day which there's a natural flow. Should be that these are times when we're able to do that. The moment of tefillah is obvious that. But the moment of brachas, you say brachas 100 times a day. So some of them are in the context of tefillah. But there are many of them are not in the context of tefillah. A person says Hashem Yotzar. They said the stipler would take him 4 minutes to say Hashem Yotzar. You know, these charts say it takes 20 seconds to say Hashem Yotzar. And it's not fast. If you think about it, it's not fast at all. It's saying it at a natural pace. That's saying the words. And saying the words, being aware what the words mean. Saying the words with the emotion of saying thank you. So I walk up to my wife, you know, and say, you know, supper was so nice. I really appreciate it. You know, supper was so nice. I really appreciate it. I have kavanah every word. I'm Amish. I was machaber for every word. I know what it means. I thought it. That's not kavanah. It's not a thank you. That's the word. words. That's not a bracha. Bracha is not words. Bracha is not having, I know what the words mean. I'm aware of the words. Bracha is saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, say thank you with emotion. So the same way you say thank you to your wife, to your parents. Mommy, it was so nice that you made supper for me. I really appreciate it. Like, the fact that you do this every single day, I am so happy. Like, you know, you sound like a machine. It's the same machine, but the whole problem is you have to have emotion. So you can't turn on emotion. You could if you think about what it means to have eyesight. Okay.